Hello?
Hi, hello, sir. Sorry to interrupt you. My name is Matthew, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I swear I'm not trying to sell anything. The purpose of my call today is because we're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about your community and the nation. To begin,
Yeah, I'm done.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote?
Very likely.
So that's definitely. Thank you. Now, I know, and in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I think I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
I'm mixed.
Mixed race, okay. Now, what is your age?
24.
Thank you. I am thinking about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Honestly, I consider myself more of a centrist. I believe each one of the every like political party has some facets, you know, some merits, but you know, radicalization is the issue.
So what would you lean more towards? Sorry, I'm sorry.
You're okay. You said liberal and progressive are different?
Yeah, we have very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm just going with progressive.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction
very
the country is headed? Thank you. Now, I just want to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to focus on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. So when you say 10, you mean that's very important issue, 5, somewhat important, and 0, not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Here goes the first issue.
Gotcha.
Or concern. Reducing crime and gun violence. How important is that?
5.
5, thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
9.
I'm sorry?
10.
10, okay, thank you. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Protecting abortion and productive rights.
10.
Thank you. Let's move forward here. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Yeah, I disapprove.
You disapprove. Is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strong.
Strongly, thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. So 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means somewhat, you're in between. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one,
okay.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100. How do you feel?
25.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
20.
20. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
Yeah, 30.
30%. Thank you. All right. So now I'm just going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. So 10 means that that's very important of an issue to focus on. 5, somewhat important. Is 0, not important at all? You choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first one, educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. How important is that?
8.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication.
5.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
8.
Thank you. authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
7.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
That's a tough one. It's a weird question to ask. I don't feel like I get to answer that one. I smoke nicotine. So.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over?
I oppose that ban.
Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
I think it'd be better for everybody if tobacco wasn't in, if tobacco wasn't sold. Ideally, in an ideal situation, nobody is addicted to nicotine, then that'd be better for everyone's health. But I remember Prohibition. I know how that worked. People are just going to get it elsewhere. They're just going to get underground vapes, bootleg Chinese vapes and stuff.
So is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Let's just show a somewhat benefit.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government?
No.
No,
I don't.
So should other issues, okay. So other issues are more important right now, right?
Definitely.
Gotcha. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, do you feel this is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on A, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education in helping adult smokers who can't and won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products, or B, probation on approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. A or B?
A.
Thank you. Okay. And I'm just going to read you some of the things some people say could come pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavor cigarettes, cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So the first one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. How concerned do you feel? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all, honestly.
Okay.
Somewhat concerned. I lied. It's not like I'm not concerned at all. Like, I definitely never.
So somewhat concerned. Got you.
Yeah.
How about loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today? How much of a concern is that?
I'd say it's a pretty high concern. I don't want people losing their jobs.
Somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you some statements people made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. You have a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that, yes, I strongly agree, 5 somewhat agree, and 0 not agree at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Today, adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite their perdition when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. How do you agree on that? You somewhat agree? From 0 to 10.
10, I very much agree.
Okay. Second one. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. From 0 to 10, how do you agree?
That's 100% true.
Okay. Probation as the policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it will fail with marijuana. Probation.
Yeah,
okay, so you definitely.
Sorry, my bad.
No, yeah. No problem. I understand. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on a sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No, I don't think that stuff should be banned.
So you oppose? Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Got you. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and older?
Honestly, no.
So you oppose? I mean, is that somewhat? Sorry, let me repeat
okay,
that again.
The thing is, like, again, it's like I'm biased as a smoker, so it's like as much as I want, like, I want to say yes for the benefit of everybody, but right. I like smoking nicotine, so I don't want to give that up personally.
Okay,
willing to admit that.
All right, and I appreciate your honesty. So you oppose? Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
I think it'll be benefit.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
Thank you. All right, now, would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision?
I'll be less likely to support that candidate.
Somewhat less willing. Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Coffee? In the last 30 days?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had some yesterday.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Yeah.
Yes. E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Yeah.
Yeah. Heat, not burn tobacco products?
Nope.
No. Okay. Cigars?
No.
Beer?
No.
No. Soda or pop?
Yeah.
Yes. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Wine?
No.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Okay. And liquor or spirits?
Nope.
No. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Nope.
Thank you. Now, just switching gears a little, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I finished high school.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried, living with a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah, I have a daughter.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Thank you. Are you or anyone or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
This concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. You have yourself a great rest of the night. Bye-bye. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.